want to take you now on a journey with me to John chapter 16. And Father, let your Spirit rule this word. And I ask that you would permeate the hearts of these that have been prepared so that they can taste of your goodness through this word as you make it real to them in Jesus' name. Verse 23 speaks of the day of the Lord. And I want to ask you to just allow yourself to believe that we have entered the day of the Lord. It is a day of rest. It's not a day of work. It's a day of rest. It's the seventh day from Adam. It's also the third day from Jesus. So in that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Verse 25, though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. Now I want you to really hear that word. Because his Father and your Father are one and the same. And sometimes you may focus on your natural father, but I tell you, he is your supernatural father. He is the one that gave your spirit reality. He is the one that gave you a directive and placed in you an anointing for this season in the earth. And you can qualm and jump and scream and yell, and I don't like it. I've got news for you. Some of what Jesus had chosen to do, he did by choice. Not because he felt like it, not because it was a great idea, or because he was in a great mood. Sometimes he was having a hard day, and he still chose to go with Papa's plan. Verse 26. In that day you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. I want you to hear that part. Because you have the ability to approach your Papa. Close your eyes. Say, I'm receiving the ability. By faith right now. That I can approach my Papa, the Father of my spirit. He will never reject me because he loves me as I am. I want you to go back to that verse because it's important. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Now, I don't believe they enjoyed that process. I believe that he was giving them an upfront reality that he was about to go home. Back to the heavenlies. Now, some people think that he's going to be saying, I'm leaving this earth. Didn't say that. He was leaving their visible realm. How far is heaven? Where's the kingdom of heaven? Within each of us. And as it is revealed, instead of looking out there, you better start looking on the interior. The kingdom of God is within you, he said. Verse 29. Then Jesus' disciples said, now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. So he was giving them a clear word. How many like clear directions? Thank you. And you can insist upon them. If you haven't got a clue about what it means, whatever he's spoken to you, whatever he has given you a vision of, and you don't comprehend it, knock on the door. Get a little upset if you have to. Say, Papa, I'm not catching on. Remember, I'm thick. I've still got flesh on me. Okay? And I'm not trying to say that you're downing yourself. He knows your disability, and these ears need to hear clear. Otherwise, you don't move. And your spiritual ears work through these ears. Because sometimes it's coordinated. Watch Jesus' response in verse 31. You believe at last. I mean, you know, he finally says, you're catching on, guys. It's about time. How many of you have ever gotten frustrated with your kids? How about a friend that doesn't get it? Thank you. You know, sometimes you just, and finally they catch on and they say, woo-hoo, I got it. So you believe at last, Jesus answered. But a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered each to his own home. You will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. Notice his words, he's confessing. He's confessing that even though he may feel alone, he's declaring, I'm not going to be alone. You say, well, why are you saying that for me? Because sometimes you're going to have the emotion that you're alone, but you need to declare that your Papa's with you all the time. Verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. What a wake-up call that is. In this world you will have trouble. Well, how many can qualify that you're still in this world because you've got a few troubles? Thank you. Did Jesus know about it? Yes. But the next verse is so important. He says, I have overcome the world. So he's overcome everything in the world already. Now, according to this word, number 17 doesn't even look like it's there. So just keep right on going. It's part of the same letter. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed. Look towards heaven is a stretch of his work to relate to Papa. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son. That your Son may glorify you. I want you to close your eyes right now. Men only. Say, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son. That your Son may glorify you. Ladies, it's your turn. Say, Father. The time has come. Glorify your daughter. That your daughter may glorify you. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
For you granted him authority over all people. Hoo-hoo! What? He granted Jesus authority over all people. That as include kings and princes and presidents and senators and whatever the title you may have. It includes kings and bishops and pastors and whatever. I don't care the title. For you granted him authority. You granted Jesus authority over all people that he might give eternal life to those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life. So in case you wonder what eternal life is, you better check out. These are words in red in my Bible. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. That's eternal life. Try it on for size. Say eternal life. Eternal life. Is that I may know him. Meaning Papa. And the only true God. And Jesus Christ. Whom you sent. To teach us. Amen. Verse 4. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. I'm not there yet. And neither are you. There's a work designed by God in every one of your hearts. And you're not home with Him because it's not your turn. Your job is not complete. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
You and I have a work to finish in here, in this earth, in this realm. And it may not be suitable to your liking. I would like to change my circumstances. How many can pray that prayer with me? But you know what? I better get happy with what He gave me. Because I'm not going to graduate from where I am until I get happy by choice. Amen?
Amen?
And not to be upset and constantly complaining. If I wanted something from my earthly dad, I knew how to approach him. I would remind him of how much he had blessed me, how he was so precious, and how I loved him, and I would rub up next to him, and I would say, but Dad, you know, if I could only have a quarter, and a quarter in my day was a lot. It bought 5 ice cream cones. Oh, you guys are so young. 1 quarter bought 5 ice cream cones. 1 25-cent piece bought 5 ice cream cones. And they weren't cheapies. They were wholesome ones. If you ever got a double decker, you had a real ice cream cone. Now, you guys are mostly too young for that. But some of you remember. Verse 4. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Do you qualify?
Yes.
How many qualify? Put your hand up. All right. Your pre-existence is important. Because many have this weird thought that they began when they came out of the womb or when they went into the womb. You didn't begin there. You began with Him. Jeremiah chapter 1 verifies that. And for those who would listen to this message, get a clue about what the Word says about you. And I'm trying to give you an understanding that your work is not completed. And if you have need of making adjustments in your work, in God's plan, in God's house, wherever He has called you and predestined you to be, it's not an accident that you're here. It's not. Do I want you here? Absolutely. Do I want others here? Yes. But it's not up to me. What is up to me is to do the work that He gave me to do, which is what? Sometimes it's to give you a little bit of a lift in the rear department, to go a little higher. And I am being honest. You know, sometimes it's a gentle shove that will make you grow up. And I'm not talking about a kick in the pants. I'm talking about just an awakening. You know? Just don't be satisfied where you're at. And you know what? Sometimes I would have preferred to just love you in your misery. But the Lord says, give them a little slap on the backside so that they'll go forward. And this message is one of the same. I'm trying to give you an insight that your Papa loves you so much not to let you remain in despair and hopelessness and in an attitude of, I don't want to live anymore. Get over yourself. Pick yourself back up. Choose to go forward. Say, God's got a plan to finish inside of me, and he's going to finish it. And he's going to give me the grace to get there. No matter how hard it may be, I will make it to the victory. God has already overcome the world through Christ Jesus. So it's not the world that's your issue. Look at your neighbor, say, get over it. The world is not your issue. Jesus already overcame it. So get a clue. His spirit is inside of you. So you're an overcomer too. Get used to it. And if somebody needs a little shove, remind them. The Holy Ghost is on the job inside of me. And we might give you a boost up. And wake you up. And get you back to life. So you'll finish your journey on time. You won't be late. You won't live in depression. It's not from God. Bind the strong man. Get rid of the fear. It doesn't come from God. Get rid of the rejection. Get over yourself. Hallelujah. God's got a plan. And he's going to give you victory. Because Papa loves you. And I do too. You got it. Yeah, you can give the glory to the Lord, because you know what? When he was showing me how much he loves me this morning, it's not important what the suffering was. It's important that he's on the job. Share some hugs with each other. And